You're welcome back, and as promised, we have Dermot Gavin on the phone line. How are you?
I'm great, Alison. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so sorry. The Skype, we were trying that, but we enjoyed watching you on the screen for a second.
Well, I had you on the iPad, and I was bopping away some music, so it was
fine.
All good.
It's fine. No, we're coping okay, but we just thought this would be a lovely time and chance to have you on air to talk about, you know, obviously the gardening is starting and people are starting to think about that, and it's lockdown and it gives parents an idea of things to do with kids and just something to provide a little extra for us to, you know, keep our kids entertained. So we thought
Absolutely.
It was a perfect time to have you on. But actually, before I start asking you about all of that, you started to do something yourself on live on Instagram, Garden Conversations.
We did. I got together with, early on, just around St. Patrick's Day, I got together with a few gardening friends from all around the country, and we knew that this was coming, having seen what was happening in Italy and China. And as gardeners, we're really aware of what's happening outdoors at this time of the year. Longer daylight hours, the soil warming up, and plants beginning to blossom, and a great time, the perfect time to start gardening.
Absolutely.
So, It gave us the idea of setting up this thing called Garden Conversations. So we're on Instagram Live every day during the week. It's at 7 p.m. At weekends, it's at 11. So we start in about 20 minutes, and it's at Dermot Gavin. And we answer everybody's questions. That's our kind of undertaking to everybody.
Yeah.
So if you have any question about what to do with your children at this time of the year in the garden, what to do with... you know, when to prune roses, when to sow seeds, when to lay a wildflower meadow, any of these things. And we have all sorts of guests from all around the world who drop in.
Great.
It's great fun. And, of course, we have a little bit of music. We always start with some vinyl and we end with some vinyl. So
I love that. My husband's been watching every evening. He's disappeared for a while. I'm like, where did he go? So he's been watching. So
how does he write the DJing skills or the choice?
Pretty good. He's really enjoying it, definitely. I think it's a lovely idea, and I think it's another extension of showing how people are adapting and becoming creative and, you know, trying to give back to their own followers and their own community. So I love it. But it is...
That's right. And with these, you know, it's a whole lot of young gardeners are doing it with, and they're absolutely amazing. There's nothing they don't know. They're world class. And it keeps all of us going, too. It gives us a reason to get up and do something. So, yeah.
Well, it is, as you say, the time of year. Like, we're early April, and, you know, you do need to turn your attention to the gardens. And we just thought, obviously, children at home, not at school, in lockdown. And we were going to talk maybe first just about tips for gardening with children. And then, obviously, you've got tips for people in apartments as well. So, give them their own garden beds.
Give the kids an area of the garden to take over themselves. So clear a patch, maybe a meter square or something like that. Let them bring some of their toys out to create a little miniature land, you know, bits of Lego, any little more. But get them planting seeds. At this time of the year is the perfect time to start growing things like sunflowers inside or wildflower meadow plants outside. So just... clear away the turf or whatever weeds are there, rake over the soil, sprinkle the seeds in, give them a watering with a fine rose and a watering can, and within weeks, probably within a week, 10 days, they'll start to germinate, but within weeks, 5-6 weeks, they will be flowering. And it's an amazing thing. You can start off inside by, you know, having mustard or cress seeds on some blotting paper, on a damp piece of towel or something like that, and they germinate overnight. So when you catch children's attention like that early on, they're amazed at the
whole
world.
That's what it is, isn't it? And then we were just saying naturally, I mean, maybe I'm a child at heart too, but naturally we're kind of impatient. So it's nice to see something, you know, growing so quickly. They kind of go, oh my God, I only planted that last week or 5 days ago. It's amazing. But Dermot, what about this? I wish I hadn't thrown out the pit or the stone of my avocado yesterday. Can you do something with that?
Oh, it's remarkable. We did it about 10 days ago on the broadcast. So you know that hard, roundy stone that's in the middle of an avocado? Avocados are hugely popular. If you put a stick, three cocktail sticks or matches in the top of the avocado at an angle and use that as a kind of grip to suspend the avocado in some water, that will grow into a plant. So what you get after about 2 weeks is a little root coming out the base, And soon after that, a shoot comes out the top. And it's a remarkable thing to see. And it's something all of us can do just on the windowsill. You don't need any soil. And again, it's the magic of nature.
A more
dramatic one is cutting the top off a pineapple.
Okay.
And you can grow a new pineapple, new bromeliad, these type of pineapple plants from that. What we'll do, we've done all these things on the program, but we will post videos of these tasks online in the next day or two so people can follow us and see how easy it is to achieve.
Oh, amazing. I did see someone do that like last year and then I completely forgot about it until we knew we were talking about you today.
Well,
another thing that
now
I think...
we have time.
Yeah, exactly. We've got time. I think another thing that you mentioned that I love as an idea for children is to, you know, once they're in the garden and they've done a little bit of work there as well, to show it off.
Well, we all love kind of affirmation and we all love a bit of an audience, and especially children at this time like to see, because they're not playing with their friends, their teachers aren't marking their homework or giving them compliments. So if you do something in the garden, if you have a little project, or even if you set up one of these little avocados or the pineapple or whatever, Skype the grandparents,
yeah,
the aunties, the uncles, your friends, and let them know what you've done, and let your children be praised for this kind of achievement, because that will leave them glowing and leave them wanting to do more, and it just makes the day a little bit shorter.
Yeah, definitely it does. And tell me, what about, you know, easy gardening for beginners at any age? Potatoes, is this something we should be looking at and getting our attention on?
The easiest thing in the world. Growing spuds, absolutely the easiest thing in the world. Traditionally in Ireland, they go in from mid-March until mid-May. Buy some seed potatoes online. They're little, they're potatoes with stalks coming out of them.
Yeah.
Put them in the ground, and as they begin to grow, you put your soil up around the stem. You just have to make sure they don't dry out, give them lots of water, and it's remarkable how easy they are. And then in the summer, you have wonderful new baby potatoes. You can do this in the ground, in the garden. If the soil isn't great in the garden, you can plant an area of potatoes and it will clean up the soil. But you also, if you only have a balcony on an apartment, if you're living in the city, or if you don't have much garden space available to you, you can do them in tubs, pots, or containers. And you can even do multi-story stacks of potatoes in some of these Hessian-type sacks, with just holes coming around the side, like the old strawberry pots. And
yeah,
that will give you an amazing crop. And again, you know, our lockdown has coincided with the growing season and the start of the season for all of this. So on the Instagram, on Dermot Gavin Instagram, we'll do this project again during the week. We'll make a little video of it and we'll post it so
Love
that
it.
People can follow it in easy steps.
And finally, Dermot, what about, you just mentioned there, of course, people living in apartments. What about, like, you've mentioned bamboo and herbs. They're fairly easy and, again, people would get some sort of love from it as well.
Herbs are the easiest thing. Now, a lot of these things will be garden centres we know are closed down.
Yeah.
But a lot of the garden centres are working online and giving a delivery service. There is a website that the garden centres and the growers run called GrowMore, GROMOR.ie. They let you know what garden centres are operating, what garden centres have a delivery service.
Okay.
And if you order some herbs, Mediterranean herbs, many of the herbs come from Mediterranean regions. They don't need a huge amount of care. They're very easy to grow in the ground or in like rich soil, so you don't need special compost for them.
Okay.
You can grow them in a window box. You can grow them inside in a window box and later on bring them outside. So we're talking about things like thyme and sage and rosemary and lavender. And all of them are great fun and all of them are suitable for children growing too.
Excellent. This has been brilliant. Thank you so much, Dermot. And
no
people can
problem.
Get you on Instagram, and that's where you're most active. And it's 7 o'clock and 11 o'clock a.m. on weekends, of course. So a bit of vinyl and then a launch into a conversation about all things gardening. I love it. Win-win. Thank you so
and
much.
And then we have an after-hours with a beer.
I love it. Thanks so much. Take care. Bye.
Great to talk to you.
Bye.
Bye.